Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always thinking of his devotees. Sadhanam ridhyamayam. Sadhavo ridhyamayam. Sadhanam ridhyatvam. Madanyatena janati. Naham devya paranati. Krishna is always thinking, always deeply absorbed in thoughts of his devotees. That is the nature of Krishna. Even when a devotee is not thinking of Krishna, Krishna is still thinking of that devotee. That is the nature. Because Krishna is very faithful, unlike some of his devotees who are sometimes temporarily a little less faithful. What can be done? A little slip. So in this way, Krishna is unlimitedly kind. Krishna is full of excitement. Every day, entering into the forest of Vrindavan, because that very forest of Vrindavan has been manifested by Balaram. Balaram himself has become Vrindavan. Yeah, please. Who is the mother? Can you try and take him on the lap or something sweet? He's very determined. So, Krishna. Krishna is like that, absorbed in Vrindavan. Balaram has manifested that very Vrindavan from his own energy. That is the nature of Balaram. Vrindavan is not an ordinary place, by no means. It is a place that is fully designed to give pleasure to Krishna. Every very inch of that place is meant to give pleasure to him. Unlike a place like Sydney, which is designed for giving pleasure to us or someone, whoever, and some people are here for their fun. Yes, Prabhupada was peacefully walking on his morning walk, and then there was a kindergarten and there was a sign and it said children's playground, and Prabhupada looked, then turned his cane to the city, to the high-rise building, and said, adults' playground. So we also go to the forest, but to the concrete jungle. That concrete jungle, downtown, Pitt Street, yes. What can be said? It is not the same as that forest of Vrindavan, which is full of pleasure, which is where Krishna resides. It is the original residence, the original home of everyone, now forgotten. Because we don't remember Krishna, then naham prakasa sarvasa yogamaya samavita, then Krishna covers us over. When we are turning away from Krishna, then he covers us. Naham prakasa sarvasa. Then no longer will be aware of Krishna. Yoga maya samavrita. Avrita means covered by the maya energy of Krishna. In this way, we are here and thinking, Sydney is the center of the world. Isn't this where it's happening? But when Prabhupada was in New York, and big cars were passing by, Prabhupada was saying, these cars are passing by. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. These big American cars with 8 cylinders, you know, deep roaring sound. And Prabhupada said, they are passing by with neck-breaking speed, but they're not making any progress. We're not going anywhere. That is the nature of the material world. Simply the same old cycle again and again. the same activities again and again, year in, year out, slowly gaining a little in size, slightly hair growing white or disappearing. Something starts bulging, something starts sagging, a little raspy, some go deaf. Others go blind. What shall we say? Here in the playground. The playground. Yes. And the party continues. The party continues here in the material world. In Sydney, the party goes on. Oh, yes, it does. But the party goers change. After a while, some fall by the wayside and get tired. What are we trying to do? Enjoy. Can we? Of course. Are you sure? Yes. For how long? Just a moment. Yes. I have my story of a Sunday feast lecture in Germany, where just before me they had an original clown of the Russian state circus. Russian circus, famous clowns, very famous. And this clown was very expert. He was spinning balls on the tips of his fingers. Spinning the other one. Then he sat down on a stool and he had two on his toes as well, and the last one on a stick on his nose. Bravo, bravo, bravo. What it had to do with the Sunday feast and Krishna consciousness, I don't know. But we had it in the temple. Right? That was his service to Krishna, somehow or other. So I thought, what do we make of this one? I gave the lecture right after. And I remember that lecture because I thought, what am I going to do with this clown? And then I thought, life is like the stream of opportunities. And they're coming by. And when you're young, you take a few, two, three, four, and you bounce them around and spin them here and there and everywhere. Cool, very cool. But time moves along, and the stream of opportunities begins to flow. And one gets a little older, and one becomes more purposeful. There goes a good one. Bang, got it. Okay, other good one. Got it. Good one. Good. Less playing, more serious. Get all the good ones. And the stream of opportunities is moving along, and time is moving along. And with time, sometimes it just gets hard to keep up with them, you know. And then, anyway, it wasn't that good. It wasn't good anyway. Let it go. And in the end, there are two old people sitting on a bench, and one is saying to the other one, "That was a good one." So, gradually, our capacity to enjoy diminishes. The enjoyment continues. It doesn't stop at all. The party never stops. But gradually, our capacity to partake diminishes. But yet the desire continues. Still there. Still there. What to do? Then, no problem. Die and take birth again. And try again. Cry a bit. Laugh a bit. Then sit still. Sit still. And finally, can't wait to grow up, to go to certain movies and other places. Finally got old in love for the real thing. And the party once again. And you see a few opportunities. And you grab them. Bounce them around and play. So, this is a material world. It is called puna punas charivita charivananam. Chewing the chewed, you know. When you have no money and you have chewing gum, you know what you do? When it loses its taste, you put a little sugar and keep on chewing the same thing. Chewing the chewed. Already chewed before. Chew it again. Chew it more. See if there's any juice that we can get. Chew it again and again and again and again. Until one day, someone thinks, what am I doing? What am I actually doing? One day one thinks, what am I doing? Trying so hard, but I'm not successful. I'm trying to gain so many things, but somehow or other, I'm not happy. I have everything. Moved all the way from my home country to the other side of the world. Now happy? Still not happy. Now what? What's next? At that point, the point where one admits that one has tried and yet is not a success, that is the beginning. The beginning of inquiring into the absolute truth. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. That stage is known as Vyartata. Vyartata is the stage of frustration. The stage, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used the word baffled, where we are baffled by the material energy. Say, defeated. Parabhavastavat abhud jato. Anyone is defeated by the material energy. You can't win. Material energy is like that. You can't get it under control. Parabhavastavat abhud jato. Na yigyasitu atmatattvam. Anyone who is not inquiring into the absolute truth is defeated by the material energy. But who will admit, no, I'm doing great. You sure? Yeah, we look great. Yeah, I'm doing great. Fantastic. Great. Are you sure? So gradually one comes to the point where one begins to inquire. At that point, one is gradually becoming materially exhausted. One comes to the point and says, yes, is there anything more? Is this all there is? That is the point where the Bhagavad Gita comes in. And gradually we begin to see the Bhagavad Gita is beginning to explain, yes, this world is going on and it will go on, but here in this world, we are not in the place where we can find fulfillment. Never. No matter what we do, still not fulfilled. Therefore, from this world on, we move on to the eternal abode where we belong. That spiritual world is Vrindavan. That place, Vrindavan, is very sweet. It is very nice. Because in that place, Vrindavan, tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pitifur bhakam tadani buddhi yogantam yenamam upiyanti te. In that place, we are always, always glorifying Krishna. Always. Everywhere you listen, you hear about Krishna. Everywhere. It is said that the bees that are flying around, they are buzzing. And if you listen, you hear them speaking about Krishna, Krishna's glories. The trees, whenever Krishna walks past, the trees start shaking and they spontaneously develop flowers and honey starts dripping. Balaram likes. That is the spiritual world. Devotees are there, all attracted to the most attractive. Here also, everyone is attracted. We're all attracted, but not always to the most attractive. Sometimes we are attracted to things that are not so exalted. We know it. But there, everyone is attracted to the best, attracted to the most wonderful. And everything is wonderful. In the spiritual world, everything. On the path there are jewels lying around. Jewels. And these jewels, they are made of transcendental energy. The trees are fulfilling desires like this. Sri Akanta Kanta Parama Purisa Kalpataravo Druma Bhumis Chintamani Ganamayi Toyamamritam Gatagana Natyam Vapanamapi Vamsi Priyasaki Chidanandam Jyoti Param Tadasvajam Apicha Sayatra Ksirabdi Surabhi Vyaschasa Sumahan Nime Sardakyo Navrachati Nayatrapi Samayaha Vajasvaita Deepam Tamaham Yagalokamityam Vidantaste Santakshiti Virula Charaha Katipaye Vajasvaita Deepam Tamaham Yagalokamityam Vidantaste Santakshiti Virula Charaha Katipaye Vajasvaita Deepam Tamamya Guru Kamityam Vidantiste Santakshiti Virala Chara Kamipaye. So, that is describing the nature of the spiritual world, full of wish-fulfilling trees and wish-fulfilling cows. Every word a song, every step a dance. So, that is the world where Krishna is the center. That is the focus of the devotees. It seems like difficult, very difficult to get to that spiritual world. It seems like so beautiful to hear these descriptions, nice to hear the mantras, kind of inspiring, but at the same time so unreal, so far away from us, so fairy tale like, so kind of dreamy. Beautiful, but nothing to do with reality. So what about that? Then we come to this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam in Bhagavad Gita, which Nayana Vyam has kindly found for us. And it says, to those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So, it's interesting because if we just glorify Krishna, it says here, just worship him all the time, then surely we'll be successful. So, how to worship Krishna? Very simple. Very simple. It is said that, have you ever seen these big oil tankers? Huge, heavy oil tankers. Enormous ships, 1 kilometer long, sailing down. Imagine you drive one of those. I mean, driving a truck would be something, but driving a ship of 1 kilometer and steering it. And that enormous ship, it is controlled by a tiny little piece of metal, namely the rudder. And that rudder is determining the destiny of that heavy ship, which is so hard to move. And that little rudder is just moving the enormous ship. So, in the same way, we also have a rudder. And that is our tongue. It is our tongue that is the rudder. It is very small. It's very small. A very tiny little piece in our body is called the tongue. But that tongue has the power to determine our destination. Our destiny. And simply, if we engage the tongue in glorifying Krishna, in chanting the name of Krishna, then we can so easily attain that spiritual world. So quickly, it will turn from a dream into reality. So quickly. And when we are using the tongue for all kinds of other talk, all kinds, whatever, then so easily, it takes us away from Krishna into the material world and we become like clowns. like clowns who are playing with balls, grown-up men. We are like clowns who are playing with so many things, taking it so serious also. Just the tongue, the vibration of the tongue makes all the difference. Just that tiny little piece of flesh can determine our destiny, just as the rudder of a huge oil tanker can set the course for that large ship. Just the tongue. And if somehow or other we engage that tongue in glorifying Krishna, then everything will become easy. And before we know it, we'll be in the spiritual world, catching up with Krishna. Wait, Krishna! You think you can run faster than me? No, you can't. I'll show you. Say the cowherd boys. Krishna is playing his flute. The gopis are elsewhere in the forest, waiting for an opportunity to meet. For now, they're picking flowers. The stage is set. The stage is set where Krishna engages in his transcendental festival, in the spiritual world. This transcendental festival of ecstasy is increasing and increasing, and more participants are joining in again and again. That is the spiritual world. We can go there very easy, just with that little rudder, the tongue, chanting the name of Krishna, speaking the glories of Krishna. So simple. It's all it takes. Prabhupada said, spiritual life is so simple, you might just miss it. So simple. Yeah, so with that we are absorbing ourselves in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is that wonderful way to become uplifted. But who believes? Who will do? No. We will go outside, get some sabji puri, and just talking, so much talking. How about you? What you have? What you eat? What you need? Everything. Oh, yes, this one said that. No, really? He did that. She said that. No. Yes, I read it on Facebook. Oh. Slowly growing old.
Oh, I don't believe.
And then young again. Life after life, playing in the material world. Children's playground, adults' playground. That is the nature of material and spiritual life. And what makes the difference is the tongue. Such a simple thing. Thank you. Any questions, any comments? I know the pujari is waiting, but he's behind me, so I don't see him. Even if he starts the arti, that's also... Because when we speak about Krishna, that's kirtan. So that's fine. But you have no questions. Then we must chant Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. That's the only answer. Whatever your question would have been, the answer would anyway have been chant Hare Krishna.